第一处经文在路加福音第四章。
First scriptures is at Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
如果你有自己的圣经，可以拿自己圣经。好，路加福音第四章第五节到第八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 5 to 8.
魔鬼又如果跟我请大家跟我一同来读。
Let's read together.
魔鬼又领他上了高山。霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。第二处经文从31节，我们一同读到末了44节。
Next verse from verse 31 to 44.
耶稣下到加百农，就是加利利的一座城，在安息日教训众人。他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着，大声喊叫说，哎，拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间就出来了，却也没有害他。众人都惊讶，彼此对问说，这是什么道理呢？因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来。于是耶稣的名声传遍了周围地方。耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家。西门的岳母害热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣。耶稣站在他旁边斥责那热病，热就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好他们。又有鬼从好些人身上出来，喊着说，你是神的儿子。耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。天亮的时候，耶稣出来走到旷野地方，众人去找他，到了他那里，要留住他，不要他离开他们。但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差原是为此。于是耶稣在加利利的各会堂传道。再一处经文，第五章。
Chapter 5,
第十二节一直到第十五节。
Verse 12 to 15.
十六节，对不起。
Verse 12 to 16.
有一回，耶稣在一个城里，有人满身长了大麻风，看见他，他就伏伏在地求他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风立刻就离了他的身。耶稣嘱咐他，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对众人做证据。但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。再一处经文，马太福音十二章。
And Matthew chapter 12.
16-21节。
12章，
马太福音12章。15节。耶稣知道了，就离开那里，有许多人跟着他，他把其中有病的人都治好，又嘱咐他们不要给他传名，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说：看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱，心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公义传给外邦，他不增进，不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江长的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公义，叫公义得胜，外邦人都要仰望他的名。最后一处经文，对不起，今天经文有点多。先知以赛亚，以赛亚书42章。
Lastly, Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚42章，从第一节我们读到第四节。看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公义传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江长的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公义传开，他不灰心，也不上岗，直到他在地上设立公义，海岛都等候他的训诲。我们低头有一点祷告。
As far as has another word of prayer.
父，我们何等感恩。
Father, how grateful we are.
是你很久的忍耐，又宝宝怀胎你自己的儿女。
And it is your long suffering, and you hold us in your bosom.
早间在你的饼杯面前，我们领受何等的丰盛的宴席。
And this morning, what a rich feast we have before your table this morning.
把接下来的时间再交在你自己的手里。
We command the ensuing time into your hands.
把你儿子再显现给我们看。
May you show your son to us.
因为你所有的喜悦都在他里头。
Because all your pleasures is in him.
让你儿女们因着认识你儿子的缘故，里头都活过来。
So we may all become alive because that we know your son.
请你祝福。讲的那个讲的方的还有众人在听的。
May you bless the speakers and the translator and the audience.
让我们在你面前一同的蒙恩。
So we may all be blessed before you.
我们感谢你，这样祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.我是越来越相信我们所有的问题，我们个人的问题、家庭的问题还有聚会的问题，都是因为我们不认识我们的神的儿子。
And I believe that in all our difficulties, in our individuals, our family, in our service, it's all because that we do not know the Lord more.
要么就是不顺服神的儿子。
Or we disobey the Son of God.
上一次我们一同交通到主耶稣是怎样借着圣灵胜过仇敌第一个试探。
Last time we had fellowship regarding how our Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit overcame the first temptation of the enemy.
第一个试探是关乎人生命的次序的问题。
The first temptation was about the order of life.
因为这个仇敌要让人相信人是单靠食物活着的。
The enemy wants us to believe that man should live by bread alone.
要让人相信是没有灵的。
He wants us to believe there's no spirit in man.
至少让人相信人的灵是为了人的肉身服侍服务。
Well, at least he wants us to believe the spirit should serve for the flesh.
而我们主耶稣基督里头的灵呢，乃是相反。
But the spirit in our Lord Jesus is the opposite.
他是顾念那所不见的，而不是顾念那所见的。
He looks at the things that which are unseen, not the things which are seen.
他不是靠车，也不是靠马。
Not by chariot, not by horses.
不是靠势力，也不是靠才能。
Not by man's wisdom or might.
不是靠智慧，也不是靠神迹。
Not by wisdom nor signs.
乃是靠耶和华的灵来行所有的事。
But do all the works by the Spirit of the Lord.
他为真理来做见证，说人不仅有身体，还有灵，还有魂。
He testified for the truth, that is, a man has a body, and also he has a spirit and soul.
人的灵乃是主人。
And the spirit should be the master.
魂是仆人。
And the soul is a servant.
身体是受灵所支配的。
And the body should be governed by the spirit.
受灵所引领。
And should be led by the Spirit.
这才是人生命正常应该有的次序。
That is the normal order of life.
今天我们一同来看第二个试探。
And today we're going to look at the second temptation.
这第二个试探，魔鬼所针对的乃是人侍奉、人敬拜跟侍奉的问题。
The second temptation, the devil targets the matter of worship and service.
因为在属灵里头，侍奉乃是根基。
Because in the matter of the spirit and the service is a foundation.
对不起，敬拜乃是根基。
Worship is the foundation.
所以那时候魔鬼就领主耶稣上了高山，他把天下的万国都给他看。
At that time, the devil led Jesus to the high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth.
他说：“这一切权柄、荣华，我都要给你。”
He said, "All these authorities, I will give it to you."
因为这原来是交付给我的。
Because it was given to me.
我愿意给谁就给谁。
I will give it to whomever I wish.
他跟主耶稣说：“你若向我面前下拜，这都归你。”
I will give it all to you if you worship me.
这敬拜是属灵生命最关键的事情。如果在敬拜的事情上失败，所有的属灵的事情都失败。
Worship is a key in the matter of the spirit. If we fail in worship, everything else will fail.
虽然我们每个主日都参加薄饼聚会，大部分，绝大部分。
Although and every Sunday morning we come to the most of us come to the table meeting.
但许多的时候，我们其实对敬拜认识是很模糊。
Oftentimes we do not have a clear vision in regarding worship.
有的人觉得呢，敬拜就是爱慕、崇拜和敬仰。
Some say worship is admire or respect or honor.
有的人觉得敬拜应该是祷告、赞美，加上奉献。
And some say worship is singing praises and plus the offering.
这都不错的。
These are not correct.
不过都不完全。
These are correct, but are not inclusive.
这英文敬拜是蛮准确的。
And in English, the word worship is accurate.
它的词根是价值。
The root of the word worship is worth.
换句话说，那我受敬拜的那个对象，他值。
In other words, the subject of worship is worthy.
他值得我们一生去追求。
He's worthy of the pursuing of all our lives.
他配得我们所有。
He's worthy of us, of all of us.
是我们生命全部的价值和意义。
He's the worth of our life and meaning of our life.
所以敬拜不仅仅是薄饼聚会那一个小时。
So worship is not just this 1 hour before the table.
也不是一周的第一个主日。
Nor the first day of the week.
敬拜乃是在乎我们 心里是否相信，口里是否承认我们的主职。
Worship is about that if we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that our Lord is worthy.
他配得我们的所有。
He's worthy of all of us.
敬拜乃是在乎他到我们的神，他到底是不是我们生命的价值和意义。
Worthy is about whether or not our God is the value, the worth, and the meaning of our lives.
而且是全部的价值和意义。
And also all the worth, all the value and meaning of our lives.
敬拜不是在乎我们可以给主什么。
Worship is not about what we can give to the Lord.
敬拜乃是在乎我们还有什么不肯给主。
It's about what else we are not willing to give to the Lord.
我们记得亚伯拉罕做见证说我们的主职。
We know that Abraham testified, our Lord is worthy.
甚至值得他把他自己亲生独一的儿子交在主的手里。
He's worthy of his only begotten son.
约瑟做见证说我们的主职，即便他一辈子都在监狱里活着。
Joseph testified our Lord is worthy, even that he will spend all of the rest of his life in a prison.
摩西做见证说我们的主职。
Moses testified our Lord is worthy.
他宁可失去埃及的财物。
He'd rather lose all the wealth from Egypt.
而且因此受辱，他也值。
And be despised and still he is worthy.
还有但以理的三个朋友，他们做见证说
And Daniel's three friends,
即便他被尼布甲尼撒王丢在火窑里，
although they were cast into the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar,
即便我们的主不救他们，
even our Lord will not save them,
他们也不拜尼布甲尼撒的
金像， they will not worship the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar.
除了我们的神以外，没有人，没有任何的人事物可以配得我们的敬拜。
There's nothing else that is worthy of our worship except for, apart from our Lord.
可以成为我们生命的价值和意义。
And it's He's our the worth and meaning of our lives.
财宝、地位、事业都不值得我们一生去追求。
The wealth, positions, and careers are not worthy of the pursuing of our whole life.
婚姻、家庭、孩子、聚会都很宝贵。
Marriage and family and children are all very precious.
但它不是我们生命的意义。
But these are not the meaning of our lives.
甚至连各样的事工、教会的人数、属民的名声，都不能够成为我们生命的价值。
And even all the ministries and the number of the church members.And even the spiritual fame cannot become the worst of our lives.
所以魔鬼把霎时间把万国都给我们的主看。
So the devil showed all the kingdoms to our Lord.
任我们主耶稣来挑。
And he wanted him to choose.
主耶稣要么得着这个世界。
Our Lord, whether he will.Gain the world,
要么就要被这掌死权的钉在十字架。
Or he will be crucified on the cross by the one who has the power of death.
我们感谢我们的主，他为我们做了榜样。
We thank the Lord, he's examples of for us.
他说：“当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
He said, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve."
唯有万有的主宰。值得我们的敬拜。
He's the ruler of all. He is worthy of our worship.
唯有那爱的神是我们生命的价值和意义。
Only the God of love is the worth and meaning of our lives.
撒旦曾经是天使长。
Satan used to be the archangel.
他无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
He was a seal of perfection and.He was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
神也给他极大的权柄。
And God gave him authorities.
但他因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧。
But his heart was lifted up because of his beauty, and he was corrected because of his wisdom.
他要与神同等。
He wanted to be equal with God.
而且要得人的敬拜。
He wanted to receive worship from man.
所以他不惜任何的人事物来换取人的敬拜。
So he wanted to get man's worship in exchange of everything.
哪怕是一时的敬拜。
Only even a little bit worship.
拜一下也好。
Just worship with, a little bit.
这是神这是撒旦的诡计和谎言。
But this is the scheme and lie of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦根本不会把这些要交给你。
Satan will by no means give everything to you.
他的目的只有一个，要得人的敬拜。
His only purpose is to receive your worship.
所以，只要是你敬拜一切神以外的任何的人事物。
So if you wanted to worship anything else other than God,
你都会患得患失的。
You'll be subject to the fear in winning gains and losses.
就是因为这缘故，我们凭空多了许多的烦恼。
So that's the reason that our sorrows are multiplied.
因为我们把我们的敬拜的对象换掉了。
Because we changed the subject of worship.
因为诗篇上说，以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
Psalm says, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
再说魔鬼其实他也没办法把你所想要的就给都给你。
And moreover, the devil cannot give you what he promised.
他说他愿意给谁就给谁。
He said, I will give it to whomever I wish.
这是试探里头另一个谎言。
This is another lie.
虽然魔鬼如今是在空中执政掌权。
Although the devil is a principality in the air,
但是弟兄姊妹们，不要忘了，我们的神才是真正掌权。
But do not forget, our God is the one who reigns.
撒旦所有他所能支配的，不过就是在地上或者和地底下。
Whatever Satan can govern is just on the earth or under the earth.
而且呢，是暂时的，只不过是今生而已。
It's only temporary, just about this life.
所以他根本不可能兑现他所说的。
So he cannot fulfill what he said.
只是他的诱饵而已。
These are all his bait.
给人的一个幻觉。
These are all his illusion to man.
让人觉得在基督以外，我们还可以找到什么满足。
He wants us to believe that we can find satisfaction apart from Christ.
让人以为说，人想得到。靠自己的努力就可以成就。
So he wants us to believe that by our own effort we can get what we want.
殊不知那是空谤和徒劳。
Not knowing that those are all run in vain and labor in vain.
所以主耶稣跟仇敌讲，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
So our Lord told the devil, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve."
好，我们讲了这么多敬拜。
Now we had talked about worship.
我们自然要提到这个奉献侍奉的事情。
And next, it comes to the matter of service.
因为这两件事情是分不开的。
Those things are inseparable.
这就是为什么我们主回答魔鬼的时候加上一句，当要侍奉他。
That's why the Lord says, "Him only you shall serve after worship."
因为敬拜是讲到人里头对价值生命的价值。
Worship is about the meaning and the worth of life.
而侍奉乃是敬拜所带出来外面的反应。
And service is the outward reaction from worship.
如果你只敬拜不侍奉，这敬拜是不真实的。
If you say you have only worship without service, then worship is not true.
如果你只有侍奉，但是不是因为敬拜而产生的，这个侍奉让人很苦。
If you only serve without this worship, and it's not out of the worship, it will only lead to bitterness.
而且失去它的价值。
And will lose its value.
所以我们现在要接下来看看，就是什么是侍奉。
So now let's talk about what is the service.
是不是光做这关于神的事，或者就是侍奉神的？
It is that if we is that serving God if we do something about God?
或者我们在做日常生活的这些小事，就一定不是侍奉神。
If we in our daily life, if we do our daily chores, is that not serving God?
是不是你在公司上班，那就是侍奉埃及法老？
If you work in in a company, your company is that for sure serving the Pharaoh?
是不是在台上讲道，那就一定侍奉神？
If you are, is that serving God? If you are preaching the sermon?
我们常常把做关于神的事等同于侍奉神。
Oftentimes we think that doing something related to God is serving God.
路德在地上所做的所有的事情。
What Ruth has done on the earth.
在人看来，不过就是捡麦穗、结婚、生子。
In man's eyes, she just gleaned heads of grains and got married and then gave birth to a child.
但是我们晓得，在神的眼中，他是侍奉神。
But we know in God's eyes, she was the one who serves.
巴兰虽然他是做先知的
，Balaam was a prophet.
但因着他显出来的是贪爱钱财。
But he showed his love for money.
在神的眼中，他是侍奉马门。
So in God's eyes, he's the one who served Mammon.
所以我们要警醒。
So we shall be vigilant.
侍奉神不等同于做关于神的事。
Serving God does not the same. It's not the same thing with doing something related to God.
那到底侍奉神是什么是侍奉神
？So what is exactly serving God?
首先，当然我们已经前面已经交通过，侍奉神必须出于敬拜神。
So we have mentioned serving God has to be out of worship.
因为我们生命的价值决定我们侍奉的根基。
Because the worth of our life and the value of our life determines the foundation of our service.
在敬拜之外呢，很重要一件事，最关键的一件事情就是我们这些侍奉是服务于神的这个所敬拜的神的旨意。
The key of serving God is that whether or not our service is subject to God's will.
所以做什么事情当然很关键。
So what you do is for sure important.
但不是最关键。
But it's not the most important.
最关键的是我们做的这些事情是受什么旨意支配的。
The most important thing is whatever we do is governed by what kind of wills.
我们的侍奉如果不是这个为着神的旨意所服务的，就不是侍奉神。
Our service is not serving God if it's not directed, governed by the will of God.
所以在侍奉神的事情上，第一个难处就是我们侍奉目的的掺杂。
So the first difficulty in serving God is that the purpose is mixed up.
在侍奉中夹杂我们自己的旨意。
We mix our own will in serving.
甚至有的时候我们用自己的旨意，就是我们自己所定规的，代替了神的旨意。
And even we replace God's will with our own will.
我刚信主的时候，跟所有的弟兄姊妹一样。
When I was first saved, like many brothers and sisters,
我们慢慢的开始知道，晓得基督是我们生命的价值。
Gradually, I knew that Christ is the worth of my life.
我们里面当然想要侍奉神。
And of course, I wanted to serve.
这是很正常的。
It's normal.
但是当时呢，侍奉我的这个弟兄姊妹们有好多都是做教授。
At that time, among those brothers and sisters who served me, many of them were professors.
所以我里面就自己定规说，我也要做教授。
So I resolved I wanted to be a professor.
因为一方面呢，我可以继续的。我自己的科研。
So on the one hand, I can continue my research.
另一方面呢，我也可以像前面那些弟兄姊妹一样，这个带学生信主、查经、聚会。
On the other hand, just like the brothers and sisters served me, I can lead students to the Lord and gather together and do Bible studies.
虽然我的初衷是好的。
Although my initial intention was good,
我是想侍奉神。
I wanted to serve God.
但是因着我的喜好和我自己的意愿，说一边要做教授，一边服侍学生，这个盼望成了我里头的侍奉的那个对象。
But because of my own will, I to be a professor and serve the students, this hope has become the subject of my service.
弟兄姊妹也不要误会我。
Do not get me wrong.
问题不是出在是不是做教授。
The problem is not whether or not you should be a professor.
问题是在于定规。
The problem is that it's a resolution.
在雅各书上说，我们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
The book of James said, if the Lord wills, we shall live.
可以做这事，也可以做那事。
And do this or that.
直到有一天，我在神面前承认说。
Until one day I confess before the Lord.
你是主，愿你的旨意成就。
You are the Lord. May your will be done.
我才得的释放。
And I experienced a relief.
现在回头看这件事情，我要感谢我的神。
And now looking back, I truly thank my God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
只有一件事情我们可以定规。
Only one thing that we can resolve to do.
就是当拜主我的神，单单侍奉他。
That is to worship our God, and Him only we shall serve.
接下来，侍奉神另外一个难处就是侍奉果效的问题。
Another difficulty in serving God is the effectiveness of serving.
因为旨意的缘故，侍奉的果效并不是事情的结果。
The effectiveness of serving is not the result of something.
侍奉的真实的果效乃是我们是否彰显了基督。
The true effectiveness of our service is whether is that the manifestation of Christ.
Fruit of the service.
The fruit of service is the manifestation of Christ.
诗篇135篇说，造偶像的要和偶像一样。
Psalm 135 says, those who make the idols will be like the idols.
我们侍奉什么东西，我们就要像什么东西。
We will be like what we serve.
神在基督身上，他的旨意是彰显，完全彰显父的。
God's will on Christ is for him to fully manifest the Father.
而神在我们的身上，乃是要彰显基督。
And God's will on us is for us to fully manifest Christ.
不仅我们每一个个人要彰显基督。
Not that individually we should manifest Christ.
而且我们还要和我们的同伴一起来彰显。
And also we shall manifest Christ with our companions.
因为一个人的见证是不完全，也不真
的。Because the testimony of one is not complete.
所以侍奉神就是要把父彰显出来。
So serving God is to manifest the Father.
我们侍奉神。就是要把基督彰显出来。
Our serving God is to manifest Christ.
所以我们只当关心我们是不是把基督彰显出来。
So our concern should be whether or not we have manifested Christ.
如果我们做了神的事，却没有把基督彰显出来，那就不算侍奉神。
If we have done something but without the manifestation of Christ, that is not serving God.
如果做的事情，即便在人看来算不得什么，如果把基督彰显出来
，If we did something seem trivial in man's eyes, but if it manifested Christ, it is serving God.
那就是侍奉神。
That is serving God.
那更糟糕的情形就是，我们做是做的神的事。
The worst case scenario is we did something related to God.
但显出来的却是骄傲、自我欣赏。
But we manifested arrogance and self-appreciation,
批评和论断
criticism or judgment.
那么这不仅不算侍奉神
Not only these are not serving God,
还不知不觉地侍奉了撒旦
We may unknowingly serving Satan.
因为我们把他的性情彰显出来
Because we manifest the character of his.
但问题又来了
And
next problem. 怎么说我们是彰显了基督呢？
How do you know? How do we know that we manifested Christ?
因为我们每个人都说我们是出乎神，是彰显基督的。
We may all think that we are manifesting Christ.
甚至呢，还导致了纷争，导致了结党。
Even to contentions or factions.
弟兄姊妹们，很显然，我们自己感觉良好，不算数的。
So obviously, just feeling good about ourselves.
也是不智慧的。
It's not wise.
我们论断弟兄也不是主所喜悦。
And judge one another is not what pleases the Lord.
人说的不算。
Man does not have the final say.
我们自己说的更不算。
We ourselves does not have a final say either.
只有圣灵所说的才算。
Only the Spirit has a final word.
所以我们只当说，我们不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
So we shall just not walk in craftiness or nor handle the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
因为他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
所以我们还是回到圣经来看主耶稣是怎样侍奉。
So we go back to the scripture and see how our Lord served.
我们也好效法我们的主。
So we may imitate our Lord.
所以先知以赛亚说，看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱的，心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他。
The prophet Isaiah said, Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
他必将公理传给外邦，他不增进，不渲染，街上也没有人听见他的声音。
He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将长的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He sent forth justice for victory.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们主耶稣里面是在地上侍奉。所依靠的那个灵。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spirit that our Lord relied on when He served on the earth.
这灵是天父赐给他。
This is the spirit from God, from our Father.
我们主耶稣本有神的形象，他的名本就应该值得称颂。
Our Lord is equal with God, and His name was worthy of praise.
但是他呢，自己卑微。不愿意人显扬他的名。
But he humbled himself. He did not want others to proclaim his name.
刚才我们读过几个故事。
We have read some stories earlier.
当主耶稣吩咐那些鬼从人身上出来的时候，他们喊着说：“你是神的圣者，你是神的儿子。”
When our Lord drove out the demons, they cried out, "You are the Holy One. You are the Son of God."
主耶稣却责备他们，禁止他们说话。
Our Lord rebuked them and forbid them to speak.
不许他们为他传名。
He did forbid them to proclaim his name.
因为光明与黑暗不能相交。
Because light has no communion with darkness.
基督跟比列是不能相合的。
Christ has no accord with Belial.
不管这些鬼说的是什么，我们主都不要的。
Our Lord has no dealing with whatever the devil says.
不仅如此，主耶稣他也不要以色列的百姓为他传他的名。
Furthermore, our Lord did not want the people of Israel to proclaim his name either.
当然，这是在他得荣耀以后，父要我们传扬他的名。
Of course, after our Lord received the glory, the Father wanted us to proclaim His name.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，总是嘱咐人不要为他传名。
So when our Lord was still on the earth, He often urged people that do not proclaim His name.
因为我们主耶稣心里所拜的只有父。
Because and our Lord only worshipped the Father.
他也从来不为自己做什么，也不凭自己做什么。
And he never did anything for himself or by himself.
唯有父做的他才做。
Only what the Father did, he did.
他甚至也不为自己说什么，唯有父所教训的他才说。
He did not say anything for himself, only the Father. When the Father spoke, he spoke.
他从来没有自己的安排跟计划。
He never had his own plans.
他只关心父的安排和计划。
His own was only concerned about the plan of the Father.
所以经上说，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
The scripture says, "He who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him."
所以他只关心父的荣耀是否被彰显出来。
So he only cares about whether or not the glory of the Father is manifested.
他只关心父的旨意是否被成就。
He only cared about if the will of the Father is accomplished.
而不是关心我们的方法好不好，巧妙不巧妙。
It's not about our and if our method is good or smart.
我们的建议有没有被采纳？
Whether or not our suggestion was accepted.
虽然他为父所托付的真道，他竭力的争辩。
Although he contended earnestly for the faith which was delivered from the Father,
甚至他付上死的代价。
Even he paid the price of death.
但他从来不为自己争什么，也不为自己说什么。
But he never contend or said anything for himself.
所以先知以赛亚说，他不争竞，不喧嚷，他自己卑微。
So the prophet Isaiah said he did not quarrel or nor cry out.
他要让父在他里头有完全的主权。
He wanted the Father to have the have the authority in him.
让父的旨意在他里面通行无阻。
He wanted the will of the Father to have an open and free way in him.
他只做父荣耀的彰显跟父的发表。
He just wanted to manifest the glory of the Father.
做他真理的发表。
And to manifest the truth of the Father.
所以在人在街上只听见父神的声音，而没有人听见他的声音。
So in the street, people only heard the voice of the Father.
我们主在地上不是一句话都不说的。
It's not that our Lord does not speak a word on the earth.
只是他不为自己说什么。
It's that he did not speak for himself.
当人跟从他的时候，他从来不自夸，也不张狂。
When people followed him, he did not parade himself or puffed up.
当人不跟从他的时候，他不嫉妒，也不禁止。
When people left him, and he did not envy or forbid them.
因为他里面没有争竞的灵。
Because in him there is no spirit of a trifle.
所以我们今天看见弟兄姊妹起来侍奉，我们要感谢神。
So now when we see our Lord, our brothers and sisters rise up and serve the Lord, we should thank the Lord.
虽然不见得你要认同和跟从。
Although it's not necessary you agree with them.
但是我们当感恩而不是禁止。
But we should be grateful. And do not forbid them.
因为不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们。
Because those who do not resist us is the one who support us, who are for us.
我们主里头不仅有自己卑微的灵，而且是诚心顺服的灵。
And besides this spirit of self-humbling, our Lord also has a spirit of obedience.
加利利海边许多的百姓受他的服侍。
Many people were served in Galilee by him.
他不愿意主耶稣离开他们。
They did not want the Lord Jesus to lead them.
要主耶稣留在他们那里。
They wanted the Lord to stay.
但是我们主耶稣在得荣耀之前，他必须受身体的限制。
But before our Lord Jesus received glory, he was limited by the flesh.
他不能随时随处与不同的圣徒一起同在。
He cannot be at various places at the same time.
我相信的时候，主耶稣心里也是万般的舍不得。
I believe our Lord was was not willing to leave at that time either.
但是他还是顺服在神旨意的底下，对他们说。
But he still obeyed the will of the Father and said to them.
我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差也是如此。
I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent.
于是他就在加利利各会堂就传道。
So he preached in the synagogues of Galilee.
一个诚实拜父的人，是单单拜父的人，他是凭真实来侍奉神的。
The one who truly worships the Father is the one who served by the truth.
我们主他在地上设立公理的时候，乃是单单的跟随圣灵的带领。
When our Lord brought forth justice to on the earth, he was led by the Holy Spirit only.
许多的时候，在我们人看来是没有道理的。
Oftentimes in our eyes, it's not reasonable.
不符合人的逻辑。
It's not according to man's logic.
所以每一次我读到这段经文，我就思想，我就特别稀奇。
So oftentimes whenever I read this scripture, I thought it's marvelous.
在路加福音第五章，他说，那时候有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
In the book of Luke chapter 5, it says at that time a great multitude gathered together wanted to hear the gospel and be healed from the infirmities. But our Lord withdrew and prayed.
如果有一两个人来找主耶稣，要主耶稣给他医病赶鬼，这还能理解。
If only one or two person come to the Lord and wanted the Lord to heal them, the Lord withdrew and prayed. It is understandable.
但是这里是说极多的人聚集在主这里来。
But here it says a great multitude gathered together before the Lord.
而且是说要来听主耶稣传道的。
And they wanted to hear his teaching.
当然也指望他医治他们的病。
Also they wanted him to heal them.
主耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
But our Lord withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
我想如果是我的话，
I think if it was me,
神如果给我这样的恩赐，
if I have this gift of healing,
我可能要开神医大会了。
I might arrange a conference of divine healing.
就算不开神医大会，人家要来听聚集要听到听福音，我们总不可以拒绝。
We cannot refuse so many people wanted to come to hear the gospel.
所以我每次读到这里我都稀奇。
So I was marveled every time I read this scripture.
我们主耶稣跟随圣灵是何等的绝对。
How absolute our Lord followed the Holy Spirit.
按人的逻辑是想不通的。
It is not reasonable according to man's logic.
我们的主诚心顺服父的旨意。
But our Lord obeyed the will of the Father,
顺服圣灵的带领，
and obeyed the lead of the Holy Spirit.
只要是父的带领，人不管怎样说、怎样看，他都跟随。
No matter what other people had to say, as long as it's the Father's guidance,
因为他拜
he will follow.
因为他拜父、拜我们的神，单单侍奉他。
Because he worships our Father and in him alone he served.
而且一个按诚实拜父心里单单侍奉神的人，他是不灰心的。
And the one who served, who worshiped the Father and served him will not be discouraged.
弟兄姊妹们，你灰心吗？
Brother and sister, are you discouraged?
如果你有灰心的感觉，恐怕我们可能在敬拜跟侍奉的事情上已经出了问题。
If you are discouraged, there might be something wrong with the worship.
我们中间强壮的不多。
Among us, not many are mighty.
我自己就觉得自己像芦苇一样。
I feel myself as a bruised, as a weed.
有的弟兄姊妹可能都感觉自己像压伤的芦苇。
Some brothers and sisters even felt themselves as a bruised weed.
我们自己的确觉得自己指望都没有了。
Sometimes we felt hopeless.
像我们这样的人还怎么侍奉神？
People like us, how can we serve?
神还怎么用？
How can the Lord use us?
你觉得神可以用我们吗？
Do you think the Lord can use us?
仇敌也跟我们说，试探我们说，算了，你这样子还不如不信。
Even the devil come to tempt us and say, forget it. You are not better than the unbelievers.
更不要说侍奉了。
Let alone serving God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所敬拜的是谁？
What are sisters whom do we worship?
我们所侍奉的是谁？我们所侍奉的是谁？
Whom do we worship?
我们为什么要灰心呢？
Why are we discouraged?
在神岂有难成的事吗？
Is there anything impossible in God?
有极多的人跟从我们主的时候，他好好侍奉父神。
When there were many people follow the Lord, he served God faithfully.
当众人都离弃我们主的时候，他还是好好侍奉。
When all people forsook the Lord, left him, he still served God faithfully.
甚至父神允许仇敌把他钉在十字架上的时候，
Even when God permitted the devil to crucify him on the cross,
他仍然伏在天父的旨意底下。
He still surrendered himself under the will of the Father.
他一点都不灰心。
He was not discouraged.
因为他知道父用全能的命令托着话语。
Because he knew that the Father upholds all things by the word of his power.
没有一件人事物是天父不晓得的。
Not even one thing that our Father does not know.
没有一样是人事物是不在他的权柄。
Not even one thing is out of his authority.
因为父的旨意高过他的旨意，父的意念高过他的意念。
Because the will of the Father is higher than his will, and the thought of the Father is higher than his thoughts.
所以他不折断的芦苇，我们岂能折断呢？
So the reed that he does not break.How can we break?
还有许多时候，我们觉得我们的见证好像江场的灯火一样。
And sometimes we think our testimony is like the smoking flags.
我自己有的时候也是这样觉得的。
Oftentimes I felt the same way.
我觉得我们这样的见证，好像神马上就要撇下我们，丢弃我们。
I felt God was about to leave and forsake us because of our testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们见证是错的，神的确要拆毁。
Brothers and sisters, if our testimony is wrong, God will destroy.
但他绝对不会撇弃我们，也不会丢下我们。
But he will never forsake us or leave us.
所以我们要关心的是，我们是否单单侍奉他。
But so our concern should be.Whether or not we serve him only.
我们是不是在灵和真实里敬拜我们的父亲？
Whether or not we worship the Father in the spirit and truth.
如果我们自己是单单的侍奉，单单的拜他和侍奉他。
If we worship him only.
即便我们的同伴都失败，我们都不应该上当。
Although even all our companions failed, we will not be discouraged.
因为仇敌虽然暂时可以得胜，但是神就要亲自成全他自己的工作。
Even the enemy prevailed temporarily, God will fulfill his work.
他要眺望出乎他的见证。
God will stir up the testimony of his.
即便我们的见证是错的，神拆毁。
Even if our testimony is wrong and God destroyed it,
他也是为了要重新建造。
And the purpose of destroy is to build.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们应该感恩，而不是上当。
So, brothers and sisters, we should be grateful and not be discouraged.
我们不要一生都活在那个虚妄里头。
We shall not live in falsehood for our whole life.
因为若不是因为他的诚实，我们都要一直活在那个虚妄里头。
If it is not for the truth of the Father, we will be living in falsehood.
我们还以为我们在侍奉神。
And we're still thinking that we're serving God.
所以基督不仅不灰心，不上当，他还如同劳力的农夫，忍耐的结实。
So Christ was not discouraged, was not dismayed. And he was like the farmer and patiently endured.
直到父神将公义在地上设立，让公义得胜。
Until the Father sent forth justice to the earth, sent justice for victory.
所以无论神把我们放在什么环境底下，我们都当效法基督，存忍耐的心。
So we shall imitate Christ with imitate his patience, no matter what circumstances God put us in.
有的时候我们觉得我们之所以神的见证出不来。
Sometimes we think that the reason why that our testimony is not obvious.
是因为我们的环境出了问题。
It's because of something wrong with the circumstances.
是我们身边的同伴出了问题。
Is because something wrong with our companions.
我就是这样的。
I'm one of them.
所以有的时候我向主抱怨说，为什么把其他的弟兄姊妹放在阳门水门，却把我放在粪场门。
Sometimes I complain to the Lord, why did you put other brothers and sisters at the sheep gate or the water gate, but put me in the refuse gate?
好像是在说主错了。
As if the Lord was wrong.
如果把我放在另外一个情形底下，可能情形就不会这么糟了。
If he put me under another circumstances, things might be better.
弟兄姊妹们，我们主从来不是这样。
But and sisters, our Lord is not like this.
不管天父把我们主耶稣放在什么环境底下，他都能把父完全彰显出来。
No matter what circumstances our Father put our Lord under, and He can still manifest our Father.
正如使徒保罗所做的同样的见证。
Just like the same testimony that the Apostle Paul bore.
他说：“我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。”
For this gospel, I suffer trouble as an evildoer.
然而神的道却不被捆绑。
As an evildoer to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained.
弟兄姊妹们，将来勇士里头有十二，那座城有十二座，十二扇门。
Brothers and sisters, in the everlasting city, in the eternity, the city has a 12 gates.
每一扇门都是一个见证的珍珠。
Every gate is a pearl of testimony.
所以我们应当关心的是，我们是否单单拜他，单单侍奉他。
So our concern should be whether or not we are worshiping him alone and serving him alone.
不是关心我们的环境如何。
So our concern should not be how our circumstances are.
我们并不是满足于我们现在的属灵光景。
It's not that we are complacent about the situation right now.
乃是顺服在神所量给我们的环境里。
But is to surrender ourselves under the circumstances God has measured for us.
不灰心，也不上当，直到神在地上设立公义。
We're not discouraged or dismayed until God sent forth justice on the earth.
最后，特别给初信的弟兄姊妹们，一点劝勉。
Lastly, there's some word of encouragement for new believers.Especially for new believers.
我们当拜主我们的神，单单侍奉他，这题目虽然有点大。
Although this is a big topic, regarding worship and service.
因为我们度量生命度量的缘故，我们认识真的是很有限。
Our knowledge is not complete because of the capacities of our lives.
有限又也不完全。
It's limited and it's incomplete.
不过感谢主，主耶稣在地上的时候给初信的弟兄姊妹们留了两个方面的操练。
But thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus, want us to practice on two aspects.
首先，耶稣嘱咐那得大麻风得洁净的人说。
First, the Lord told the one who had leprosy.
你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对众人做证据。
He told the one who healed from leprosy, do not tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing.As a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要让基督在我们身上做这个洁净的工作和分别的工作。
Brothers and sisters, we should let the Lord work on us for purification and separation.
让主在我们身上的工作可以为他来做见证。
So this work of the Lord testify for Himself on us.
这是最基本的经历。
This is a very basic experience.
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹都应该有。
I believe every brother and sister should have this experience.
就是多少或者深浅的就不同而已。
It may be to various extent.
这是最直接的证据，不仅见证神在我们身上，见证他的工作。
This is a very direct evidence. It not only testifies that the work of the Lord on us.
也是我们敬拜跟侍奉的直接的果效。
And also, this is the direct fruit of our worship and service.
我们越爱慕神的生命，越容易体贴圣灵的感觉。
The more we desire the life of God, the more we are mindful of the Spirit.
越顺服神在我们身上的工作。
The more we are obedient to the work of God.
就越多敬拜的实际。在我们身上显示。
So the more reality of the worship can be manifest through us.
所以一个人所得的赦免越多，所蒙的拯救越多，他就一定越感恩了。
The more forgiveness one receives and the more salvation work and he receives, the more grateful he is.
他的敬拜也越真实。
And his worship is more real.
他不仅为神在他自己身上所做的事情所感恩。
Not only that he is grateful for what God has done for him.
也为神在所有其他弟兄姊妹身上所做的事情也感恩。
He's also grateful for what God has done for other brothers and sisters.
相反，一个人如果是靠自己的克制，靠自己的能力和智慧来侍奉。
On the contrary, if one serve with their own, rely on his own self-restraint, his own efforts and wisdom.
他显出来的不仅不是感恩。
What he manifests is not thanksgiving.
而且是苛刻，不耐烦。
He might manifest impatience or rigor.
而且对同伴的怨恨，甚至发脾气。
Even complaint toward the companions and even throwing tantrums.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只当把身体给祭司查看。
Brothers and sisters, we should show ourselves to the priest.
又照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，向众人做见证。
And make an offering for our cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded.
另外一个操练是，还有一次，主耶稣从一个人身上赶出恶鬼之后，那人要跟着耶稣，主耶稣却不许。
Another practice was, at one time, our Lord drove out a demon from a man, and that man wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus did not permit him.
又对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
He said, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has had compassion on you.
所以一方面侍奉神，我们敬拜神，我们让允许让神的工作做在我们身上。
So on the one hand, worshiping God is to allow the work of God to be worked on us.
另外一方面，我们在人的面前，我们要把神在我们身上的工作传扬出去。
On the other hand, we should proclaim the work of God in front of people.
如果一个得救的人，如果从来不向人做见证，或者很久没有向人做见证
，If a believer has never testified in front of man, or has not been testified for a long time.
见证神在我们身上的工作呢，我们很可能在敬拜跟侍奉的事情上已经。
If he has not testified for the work of God on us, there might be something wrong. Very likely something wrong is with our worship.
至少是停滞不前。
Come to a halt.
当然，我们不是向人讲述我们经历有多神奇。
Of course, it is not that we wanted to show other people how wonderful our experience is.
也不是向人诉说我们有多爱主、多摆上。
Nor we wanted to show us other people that how much we have labored for the Lord and how much we love the Lord.
当然，更不是见证我们不摆上。
Of course, not that we testify that we have never labored for the Lord.
而是把他所成就的是何等大的事，他是怎样怜悯我们的，都告诉他们。
But tell the people what great things he has done for us and how he has had compassion on us. Tell them all.
愿我们都拜主我们的神，单单侍奉他。
May we all worship the Lord our God, and in him only we shall serve.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.